Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. So I wonder, what were you afraid of as a child? Do you remember something particular? You know, many children are afraid of the dark or of loud noises, or as the children's book title says, things that go bump in the night. You know, I had a vivid imagination. So as a child, I used to think that there were monsters that ran around at night. Specifically, I used to be afraid that there was a gorilla hiding behind the dresser in my bedroom at night. Never during the day, but always a gorilla at night behind the dresser in my bedroom. I wouldn't go to bed until my dad came into my room to check behind the dresser to be sure the gorilla wasn't there. Every night, my dad checked behind the dresser to reassure me, nope, no gorilla tonight, time to go to sleep. Then I would feel safe enough to close my eyes, but not until dad checked first. I always trusted him completely that he was telling the truth, that there was no gorilla behind the dresser, and then I would drift off to sleep. I never had to double-check him. Nope. His word was good enough. You know, I've often thought about those days, and I marvel at my dad's patience to faithfully, lovingly ease his little girl's fears about a supposed gorilla behind the dresser. You know, he never criticized or belittled my gorilla fears. He just patiently, lovingly, faithfully listened to my shaky little voice, asked for his help, and he eased my fears every time. I don't even know how many years that might have gone on. I don't remember that. But I just know that he did it every time I asked. You know, these days, I don't fear a gorilla behind my dresser, but I still have things I fear, like a serious illness to my husband or our granddaughter's exposure to worldly ways far before she's ready, or the aging process, which is taking its toll on me daily. You know, my gorillas look different these days, but I still have them. How about you? What are the things you fear? Or maybe what's the one thing you fear most? And who checks behind the dresser for the gorillas in your life? Well, you know, Jesus understands all about fear. In Scripture, it is described as the cup that was placed before him. You'll remember the setting in Matthew 26 as I share it with you. Matthew 26, beginning in verse 36. And then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell on his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." And then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. And then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Yes, we remember this. We remember this very well. And the cup that was described here for Jesus, well, that's what we fear most, our worst-case scenarios, our biggest gorilla. For Jesus, his cup was looking and being the recipient of God's wrath, of being separated from God, which Jesus knew he was going to face over the next few hours so that we would never have to face being separated from Christ ourselves and the Lord. You know, what Jesus did as he faced his gorilla, well, he went right to his dad. He went right to his father. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. You know, Max Licato in his book Fearless describes that same situation this way. He writes, Jesus was afraid, deathly afraid, and what he did with his fear shows us what to do with ours. Jesus prayed. He told his followers, sit here while I go and pray over there. One prayer was inadequate. It says a second time he went away and prayed, and then a third time, saying the same words. Jesus even requested the prayer support of his friends. He said, stay awake and pray for strength. Jesus faced his ultimate fear with honest prayer. You know, Jesus shows us what to do when we are afraid. We are to go to our Father, our Heavenly Father, and pray and be specific about the cup that is before you. Name your fear. Name your gorilla. Speak it out loud to the Lord. And in the light of God's love, our fears are exposed. Max Licato once again says it this way. It's our duty to pull back the curtains, to expose our fears, each and every one. Like vampires, they can't stand the sunlight. Financial fears, relationship fears, professional fears, safety fears. Call them out in prayer. Drag them out by the hand of your mind and make them stand before God and take their comeuppance. Now that's exactly what we can fix our minds on. As Max Licato writes, he says, you know, those fears melt in the sunlight of confession. We expose them with the waterfall of worship and choose to gaze on God, not on our dreads. The next time you find yourself facing a worst-case moment, Max writes, do this. Verbalize your angst to a trusted circle of God-seekers. This is an essential step. He writes, find your version of Peter, James, and John. One hopes yours will stay awake longer. The big deal and the good news is this. You needn't live alone with your fear. As followers of God, you and I have a huge asset. We know everything is going to turn out all right. Christ hasn't budged from his throne, and Romans 8:28 hasn't evaporated from the Bible. Our problems have always been his possibilities. And so we fix our thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. We think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. We, every time, fix our thoughts on the strength of the Lord and our shaky little voices that call out to our Father to check behind the dressers to get rid of the gorillas. Our Father is faithful. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. If you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.